B-Pod Studios.
All right, let's talk to the man. I can get some answers here with the Philadelphia Eagles and what they may do. And, of course, he joins us every Tuesday. That's why it's called Tuesdays with Sal, the preeminent NFL reporter for ESPN, Sal Palantonio joins us. Hello, Sal.
Michael, you got to hunt for heat. Look at that fastball early in the count, Mike. Come on.
Yeah, I get it. And he's overly selective, but you know, you can't swing at bad pitches either. He just missed really good pitches. But let's talk about the team that now is.
Yeah, but if you're letting that first strike fastball go, you're 0-1. Then you're in the.
I don't know. I'm a proponent of the first pitch fastball to hit. I'm just.
You're probably not going to see another fastball.
Exactly, and you might not see a better pitch than the first pitch. So I would be selectively aggressive or aggressively selective, whatever it is. But I would be aggressive first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aggressively selective.
Yes.
Correct. That's the word.
Yes.
That was pounded into my head.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I didn't amount to nothing.
Well, neither did I. So let's talk about.
You're a good hitter. I saw you hit. You can hit.
Well, yeah, but not good enough to obviously get to the next level. So I'm like anybody else. Sal, let's talk about what's going on with the Eagles and them righting the ship. With the running attack last week, and now you can see kind of a breakthrough because the Jets come and they go at Minnesota. This team's feeling a little better about themselves all of a sudden.
I think Doug Peterson was listening to Tuesdays with Sal on the Mike Missinelli program, don't you think?
Yes.
Football's really not that hard of a sport. I mean, literally, most sports are not hard. You shoot the ball in the basket. You got open shot, you take it, and you hit it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ben Simmons, that's one. Two, Rhys Hoskins, you see a first-pitch fastball, you might want to swing at it. And three, you might want to have some balance in your offense. You run the ball when they expect you to pass it. You pass the ball when they expect you to run it. That's the foundation of what you're supposed to do. And I'm telling you, they must have been listening to this program because that's what we were talking about last week. And, you know, they figured out how to use Jordan Howard and stay with it. And not throw the ball to Nelson Aguilar because we only had one target.
Yeah, yeah, true. All right, so now hopefully they actually utilize that a lot more as a staple. But let's look at what we're facing here with the Eagles in the secondary and how that can really hamper them and what they need to do about it.
Well, it's hard to fix a secondary that's injured for a lot of reasons. One, if you're going to trade for somebody, then you're going to be held hostage because they're going to look at your 53-man roster and they're going to say, well, you got this guy in the training room, you got that guy in the training room, you got this guy in IR, you got this guy with a problem, you can't keep this guy on the field, this guy's not so good. So that's what teams are going to do, and good corners are not walking around at Broad and Spruce as we speak. They're very difficult to find. You know, cornerback was the number one drafted position 3 years running. People are looking for corners, and sometimes they'll just throw stuff at the dartboard, and sometimes you lose. I mean, let's face it, Michael, and we've talked about this until it makes people nauseous. I mean, the Sidney Jones pick was not a good pick.
Yeah.
It just was not. I mean, what you invested to get in him and what the payoff was, it just didn't happen. So they've been suffering as a result of that, and you know, they just have not been able to fix the problem. Now they've got major injuries piling up, and they're trying to figure out how to blitz with having the cause and effect of leaving the back end wide open. You saw the numbers in the paper this morning when they blitzed. Mm-hmm. They're blitzing more, but a lot less effectively because their secondary is not holding up. Now, Jalen Ramsey. Now, there's a report out there that some team offered the Jaguars two first-round picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Jaguars said, "Fanabla, go away. We're not interested." We're right about that.
They said Fanabla is exactly what they said.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, I hope that wasn't Howie Roseman offering two firsts for Jalen Ramsey, because that's crazy, right? We can agree. You and I agree.
I don't know about that at this point.
Come on.
No, they put themselves in a bad situation where they might have to crack the two first-round pick barrier.
No way.
I don't know how else they're going to add a player of that magnitude to help out their secondary.
You don't know if he's that magnitude. What are you talking that magnitude? What magnitude? What,
you don't think Jalen Ramsey's a star quarterback?
He's not a two first rounder. I mean, if you were sitting there on draft day, let's say you're sitting there on draft day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Ramsey's on the board on draft day. Say it's a number six pick overall in the draft, or where he was. He was top 10, I think.
Yeah.
And somebody picks up the phone and says, hey, I'll give you two first rounders for this guy because I want Jalen Ramsey. Boom, I'll take him. Good, good. Just go away. Take it easy. I'm all for it. I think it's nuts that they
desperate teams sometimes have to pay excessive prices.
Yeah, but you see, are they that close where you can say, we'll give up two first rounders? Are they that close to winning another Super Bowl?
You don't think they are?
To give up two first rounders to mortgage your future
Don't you have to stay in the game here?
You do have to stay in the game, no question about it. But I think if you can stay in the game and then you take yourself out of the game for 2 years if you give up two first rounders. Now, you can always argue back with the South, you know, we could trade Goddard and maybe get a first rounder on the back end. If things don't work out, we get one back. That has to be your thinking. We can get one back. We could trade up and maybe get one back, package a couple of picks and a player. But then again, you're giving up picks and player. So I don't know, Mike.
What's the alternative solution?
Because you and I have said, okay, first rounder, second rounder, Goddard. What did I say?
Yes.
First rounder, second rounder, Aguilar.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
Let's just say, Jacksonville, unless they get two ones, is not going to trade them. Now, what's your alternative if that's out of play? You do agree they have to add something here?
Well, there's not that much out there.
Well, then can they actually get to a Super Bowl with this kind of secondary?
A lot of teams have bad secondaries.
So you're saying it's not out of the question that they can still make a run at this with the secondary that they have?
Yeah, I do. I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily. I can't, you know, going game to game with this.
So you give it up on the season. Season's done for you.
No.
Wait, whoa.
I'd give it up on the season, I'd be more comfortable. I would be a lot more comfortable as a contender if I had another cornerback.
I'm comfortable.
You are?
I'm comfortable enough not to give up two first rounders.
You're comfortable enough now playing who they have to play? Rasul Douglas and the Dallas retread?
This week I am.
Yeah, okay. I get you. This week, let's see if we're all comfortable.
Soup, I don't want to give up two first rounders. I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. I'm not.
All right. All right, I'm going to ask you one other question about the perfect suspension for the year. John Runyon coming down with the hammer. What kind of precedent this set? This is like they cracked an egg with this. This is like the first foray into this, isn't it?
Well, he has been a bad actor for a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Runyon did the right thing.
All right.
I do. There's a lot of other hits, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean.
I want to go back and look at the hit by the Patriots secondary on the Bills quarterback and wonder why that guy's
not. No, you're right. You're right about that.
That guy came at him helmet to helmet from 5 yards away, a heat-seeking missile. I want to know, and I was at this game last Sunday, Marlon Humphrey, the Ravens corner, has got a chokehold on Odell Beckham Jr. Yep. He's got him pinned to the ground. How is that guy not suspended?
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's not a football move.
No, it isn't.
By any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, there's sometimes double standards. But the other thing, too, is this. If you're a recidivist problem, then they're going to come down on you. And I think there's a lot of people in the NFL have been wondering why this wasn't done before to this particular
player.
Well,
he's going to appeal. Do you think he'll get knocked down and he'll actually play some of this season?
Oh, he'll probably lose 8 games, though.
Yeah. All right. Sal, always a pleasure, brother. We'll talk to you.
No two first rounders, Michael. Not two.
All right.
You could, Maybe you could pry him away for a little bit more.
All right. See, there's first rounders and there are first rounders. And the Eagles' first rounder is the valued first rounder. So at that point, again, desperate teams, unfortunately, have to pay excessive price. Take a break. We'll come back. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.